Well, welcome back to Mojo Matters. It's been about 5 years since I started this podcast, and I recorded an epic season one full of guests sharing their stories, and then I just put it on hold. But I feel like it's time to bring Mojo Matters back, but in a slightly different, more concise way. So, welcome to Mojo Matters, the podcast for anyone who's ever thought, I don't feel like myself anymore. And maybe that's in your work or in your life. Maybe you're leading others, but feeling a bit disconnected from yourself. Perhaps you've lost your drive, your confidence is maybe fading, or maybe you're running on empty. And I've been there, and I know how heavy that can feel. So I'm Jo Britton, and in each episode, we'll dive into some brain-based tools and real-life stories and strategies to help you get your mojo back. So your motivation, your resilience, clarity, and your self-belief. Whether you're leading a team, running a business, juggling life at home, or all three of these, this is your space to reconnect with what drives you. Now, there's going to be no fancy editing or jingles, and perhaps no lengthy interviews. These are going to be short, sharp, 5 to 10 minute episodes full of tools and techniques that you can use to support you, because your mojo matters in life, in work, and in leadership. So let's get it back. So, in this one, we're going to explore why you've lost your mojo and how to start getting it back. So I'm really glad you're here. If you've ever caught yourself thinking, where's my spark gone? Or I just don't feel like myself anymore, then this one is for you. And you might be showing up every day at work, at home, for other people, but underneath it all, I don't know, there's that feeling of flatness, that question of what's happened to me? Where's my drive gone? I don't feel motivated. Feel like my confidence is a bit shot. And if you are feeling that, you are so not alone. I've been working now with hundreds of clients over the last 5 years who are feeling or have been feeling that way when we start working together. And I've been there as well, more than once, actually. And for me, it wasn't a kind of sudden, big, dramatic breakdown. It was kind of a build up over probably quite a few years, actually, having worked in a really demanding corporate job. And so it was more of a slow unraveling, just this kind of creeping sense that I was lacking in confidence and self-belief, had to prove myself all of the time, feeling that I wasn't good enough, that then I was just working harder and harder and harder. And so I was existing and not really living. And that had consequences, both to my health, but also to family and relationships and things like that. And I felt like I was doing all the right things, but still there was something missing. And that feeling is what actually, combined with another few things that collided, but that's what led me into the work that I do now and actually into this podcast, because your mojo matters and it's possible to get it back if you feel like you've lost it. So let's first just talk about why we lose it in the first place. And sometimes it's burnout, and that's one of my stories. Sometimes it's maybe decision fatigue at work. There's so much going on, and you're the person that's having to make so many decisions, or even at home, you're the person that makes all the decisions. Sometimes it's just life being, well, a lot, juggling so many roles, your professional role, being a partner, being a parent, being a son, daughter, all of those things. And maybe you're in a position at work as well where you're leading others whilst you're barely keeping your own head above water. And it can also come from giving so much of yourself to work, to other people, to expectations maybe you've got of yourself without you really checking in on you. And the truth is, most of us aren't taught how to recharge properly. Lots of us all think, I'll have a rest later. Or if you do rest, you feel guilty about it. Or we might say to ourselves, well, things will be better and I'll feel better when things calm down. But that later never comes, does it? And meanwhile, our mojo quietly slips out the back door. And here's the part that I wish more people understood. And I wish that I knew about this so much earlier in my life and in my career. It's not that you're weak. It's not that you're broken or there's something wrong with you or even that you're lazy. This is just your brain doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is to keep you alive, which means to keep you alive, it needs to keep you safe. So when you're overwhelmed or you're under pressure for too long, your nervous system gets stuck in survival mode. So you will probably be aware of the fight, flight, freeze response. And when your brain thinks you're under threat, it shuts down parts of your brain. So your prefrontal cortex, the front of your brain, which is really involved with your best self qualities, your ability to be creative, to have curiosity, kind of where you can get your problem solving, motivation, where you're able to set and achieve goals, and your energy comes from that. Because actually, it shuts down because those things don't help if you're being chased by a tiger, even if that tiger it's just emails, it's deadlines, it's the pressure of leading a team, being a good parent, being a good partner. So, if you're feeling like there's something wrong with you, this is not that you have a character flaw. This is a nervous system response. So, where do we start? Where do we start to get our mojo back? And often, this is not with some big dramatic life overhaul. Because that's just even more pressure, isn't it? We start small. This is what I always advise. Start small, start gently, brain friendly. Let me give you three simple things that you can do to start getting your mojo back straight away, even if you're still listening to this episode. So the first thing is acknowledging and having awareness that actually you're not feeling great. And when you're not feeling great, one of the great things to do is to name how you're feeling, literally saying how you're feeling. I'm feeling flat. I feel disconnected. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And because that's a really good first step, acknowledging and being aware of what's going on for you without any blame, shame, judgment. It's just how it is. And naming it can actually help regulate the nervous system. It's like turning the light on in a dark room. What do you do next? You've named it. For me, it's just do one small thing. So maybe that's one micro win a day. What's one small thing you could do today that makes you feel even a little bit more like yourself? And that small thing can just be something like a really great walk in the sunshine. At the time we're recording this, it's beautiful and sunny. It might just be having a proper lunch. It might just be that thing that you've checked off on your to-do list that you've been putting off. It might be saying no to something or sending a message that you've been avoiding. It doesn't need to be a huge, big thing. The brain responds to progress, not perfection, not huge things, but progress, however small that is. Because every time the brain senses progress, you get that little bit or that little shot of dopamine, the reward chemical, that kind of then comes with those feelings of making you feel a bit better. And so then it's about just taking the next little step. And then number three, regulate yourself. So there's a whole lot of stuff I'll go into on future episodes about regulation. And this is not about feeling zen all the time. That's not the goal with this. But if your system is in survival mode, so if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or not yourself, no amount of that kind of pep talk is going to help you, is it? So regulate yourself with starting with your breath. Breath is really powerful, and the brain responds to things that are automatic and predictable. And when things are automatic and predictable, it calms down. And your breath is doing that all the time. You're breathing automatically, without thinking about it, and predictably. So maybe just noticing your breath right now, maybe noticing without any judgment whether you're breathing fast, or you're breathing slow, or you're breathing high in the chest, or the middle of the chest, or maybe even in your lower belly. And if you're breathing in your lower belly, great. And if you're breathing fast and hard, or you're short of breath, then taking some breaths is going to help you. And there are a couple of ways that you can breathe to start regulating yourself. So if you are feeling really, really amped up and anxious, if you were to take some deep inhales of breath, like that can actually make you feel worse, because it's like sticking your foot on the accelerator. And for me, when I do that, when I'm amped up and I'm feeling stressed, I can't get my breath and I feel worse. What you want to do is put your foot on the brake. So a better way to breathe, if you're feeling like that, is to start with some deep exhales and then some in-breaths. However, if you're feeling really flat and not motivated and you really have no energy to do anything, then what you really need is a big kickstart to your nervous system. So this is where some big, quick inhales are going to help you. So taking some short and sharp inhales, starting with the inhale, and then exhales, this is going to kickstart your nervous system. So try with the breath. It's predictable, it's automatic, and the brain orient when the brain orientates to predictability and automaticity, it kind of calms down and it makes you feel safe. So if you're listening to this and you've been thinking, yeah, that's me, please hear this. You're not broken. You are human. And your mojo isn't gone forever. It's just buried under a lot of noise and responsibility. So we're going to keep unpacking this together on this podcast, step by step, because when you start feeling more like you, everything else gets easier. Thanks for being here. If this resonated, please do share it with someone else who needs it as well. And come back next time. I'm going to be diving into overthinking, overwhelm, and how to quieten the noise in your head. So come on, you've got this. Let's get your mojo back.